This is Ozarks Lodge. With me at the Carver Center for Public Radio is Pastor Clint Schneckloth, lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. I'm going to just do that quick disclaimer. No, it's not winter yet, but once you've gotten past Thanksgiving, it's winter. So I offer that disclaimer because now we're going to do winter reading recommendations.
Yes.
And the first one you have on top, Where Late the Sweet Bird Sang.
Correct.
Tell me about this book.
This was a Hugo Award winner, but from a number of years ago, and the reason I've brought it, this is a very special kind of like KUAF moment,
uh-oh,
I think.
Okay.
There's a gentleman, Robert Lawrence, who lives out in rural Arkansas, and he emails you and I periodically
after
we record.
Yes.
And they're always very long and very thoughtful emails reflecting on what we've discussed.
He's also a novelist. He's written a couple of novels.
Right.
Yeah.
And he stopped by when we were building our labyrinth this fall at the church and just said hi. I had not met him in person before. And he gave me this novel.
Uh-huh.
So you and I had talked about a kind of another post-apocalyptic or kind of a dystopian novel of, I don't remember exactly, like 6 months or a year ago, one of the premises in that novel was the decline of birth rates, like people were stopping having babies.
Right.
And he said, having thought about it, that his favorite novel about this was this one. So he actually gave it to me as a gift. And it's by Kate Wilhelm. And the premise here, which he's right, it's really, really fascinating, and it goes in these incredibly unexpected directions. The premise is people and animals and everything, for some reason, unknown to anyone, stops being able to reproduce.
Mm.
So people stop having babies.
Mm.
And
but everything's stopping reproduction.
Correct.
Even mosquitoes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like this, like everything just kind of comes to an end. And there's this one family in like remote eastern seaboard area. They don't specify like the state or anything, but they kind of live in this hill country area that's been very, very successful economically. And they're also really ahead of the curve. And they see this coming. The birth rates thing. There's also another plague that they see, mm-hmm, coming. So they buy up all of this like medical equipment, and they've got some like family members who are scientists and researchers, and they build this underground bunker lab, and they're researching how to clone humans to survive this decline.
Interesting.
And then they start doing this cloning thing where they clone one generation and then they try to have them reproduce to see if they'll be able to reproduce past the stop. And they're trying all these different things. And they find one way that they can continually propagate humans, and it's by cloning. And so then to make enough people, whenever they clone, they make like 4 or 6 of the same person at the same time.
There seems like there could be problems involved with this.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's always then a few, very few, who seem to be able to have normal babies, meaning by the normal way,
mm-hmm,
where it's a man and a woman, you know, giving their DNA to a new person, and then typically that offspring can't reproduce, and so then they'll clone those, and so then it tracks these generations and what changes in humans when there's 6 of you.
Mm.
And it's really radically dramatic. I don't want to give like too much away, but essentially, like, in a way you could say that humans in this new scenario stop being individuals and start being more like an ant collective.
Mm.
Like they have shared feelings, they have shared, you know, like goals,
emotions,
and whatever.
Or...
And the clones think of themselves as different, like the next more superior species compared to the traditional humans. And so it explores that notion. And this is this is not an uncommon trope within science fiction, but I think it's always one that's kind of that's really worth exploring, because we also know this is actually true. Like every Western civilization that we can think of, once it gets to a certain like kind of like economic level and whatever, it starts not reproducing at the replacement rate. Mm-hmm. So these authors are thinking ahead of the curve on stuff that's actually going on in places like Italy, soon to be the United States, much of Western Europe, you know, that there's this decline.
Well, then it wraps up all sorts of other topics in this, including immigration, right? I mean, I believe the statistic is Arkansas would have lost migration for several decades consecutively if there hadn't been in-migration.
Right. Yep. And then cloning is a moral question within our culture.
Sure.
So this one brings both together.
This is not a big book.
Mm-mm.
So there's a lot that happens here pretty quickly.
Yes.
And so, and this is always dangerous when someone has given you a book as a gift, but you're recommending this book.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
It's actually, it was written in 1976, and I normally don't bring you like older books, but not only did I enjoy it like enough to read it, I enjoyed it enough to think like I should really bring this back around and recommend it to listeners.
All right. Where Late the Sweet Bird Sang, and the author is Kate Wilhite?
Kate Wilhelm.
Kate Wilhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, and he often visits us to suggest books, fiction and nonfiction, for reading. Today, he suggested Where Late the Sweet Bird Sang by Kate Wilhelm, first published in 1976. Later this month, he'll be back to endorse the book That All Shall Be Saved, Heaven, Hell, and Universal Salvation by theologian David Bentley Hart, a book Pastor Clint says examines how we think about what's after this life. That conversation will be later this month on Ozarks at Large.